Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, good evening, and hello to all of you folks across the country and around the world. Wow, we are already having some small technical difficulties. We're going to fix those things and continue to move forward. So all that has tried to get into our way is now no longer a challenge. I am your host, Dr. Alan Brown, and sometimes known as Showtime. This is one of the most exciting shows of the year, so we're going to get the commercial out the way because we won't have any more. The show is being brought to you by GRCN, Connecting Communities, and Flashback Academy. Just type in those words on your Google and see and remember what we're all about. A wise man once said, I would rather die for something than live for nothing. And Flashback Institute is probably the thing that drives me the most, which is getting our kids off the street, teaching them life skills and a vocational trade so that they can be assets to our society rather than just deemed as homeless and failures. Now, let's get into our promise show. Sorry about the delay for you folks, but this young lady has been well worth the wait. She has been recognized on CNN, Fox News, CBS, as well as ABC. She has been recognized in the Phoenix Business Journal, and I'm not going to say no more. I'm going to let her tell her story. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Anna Hawk. Hello there. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Great. It is a pleasure and an honor to be talking to you today.
Well, thank you for
having
me on the show.
Yeah, you've accomplished a lot of stuff at such a young age, and I can only imagine what you will do by the time, you know, when they're ready to, you know, write a book about you or more, you know, and put you out into your easy chair and let you just watch the successes and the seeds that you planted in the business world with people. And for the young ladies that are out there that are thinking that, I'm a woman, there's handicaps, I'm going to be set back, this is a true trailblazer. Tell us about who you are and what it is that you do.
Well, first off, there's several books and a movie deal in the works, so don't write that off yet.
All right. Okay. Wonderful.
And so, what all about me? Gosh, there's so many things. I have a nonprofit that is pretty much our focus right now. We're breaking the cycles of abuse, stopping to victimize the victim, cutting through red tape, and ending and fixing the global economy. I have most of my business awards are for business development, business building, and I own a global barter organization showing everyone that everything is just currency. We teach classes on that. I've been asked to speak to the presidential candidates because of the fact that they are running on a platform of reforming the economy and fixing the U.S. We currently have the rich, the working poor, and the poor. We don't have a middle class anymore, not a true middle class. With barter, that's very, very simple to do. So that's one of the things that we are working towards. We're creating a centralized database for my nonprofit, linking all nonprofits together for free. It is a free listing to the public to use as a resource to find the services that they need in any area. And for any nonprofit of any distinction anywhere in the world, it's a free listing to them. The reason that's important to the nonprofits is it allows for the general public to find them easier, to volunteer or donate or do community service. It also allows for sponsorship. I can't even tell you how many local people come to me and say, we would love to sponsor nonprofits, we just don't know how to find them. And, you know, most on the local level, they usually have about $1,000 a month to give. Now, the other thing that we do is we share resources. My nonprofit will share resources with any nonprofit, basically because of the fact that we believe that we are all related, we are all part of the human race, and that we need to work together. I'm always saying together we are strong as a tribe. For instance, Google has offered $10,000 a month in advertising to any nonprofit of a certain level, and that's just they want to give it away, and they don't know how to reach the people
to
do it.
Yes, we, as a matter of fact, our nonprofit GRCN, Connecting Communities, has taken advantage of that. Ladies and gentlemen, as you can see, this lady is thinking from a global and a all people aspect. She's not, her lines are not defined by the borders or the lines that man puts in on this planet, because God made no borders. Now, you said a book, so I'm going to ask you a question before we go back to the business piece. Who do you think in the movie industry would be worthy enough to play you in the movie?
Oh, you know, I'm asked that all the time. And, you know, I think it personally, because of the fact of what the movie entails, and entails, I was illegally adopted as a child, and I was raised as white. I have just proven that I am Native American. And it's taken me over 15 years to claim my heritage. But the reason that we found that was because I did a domestic violence name change when my children were very small. So that's the basis of the movie, how that all happens. And it's not what most people think, doing a name change. It's amazing to me, even talking to some of these agencies after 15 years, that they still do not understand. I mean, my children and I, for 2 years while we were fighting the system, we did not have enough ID for a library card. Couldn't work, couldn't get food stamps because we didn't exist. So, you know, the whole 9/11 thing had a totally different aspect to us because we couldn't prove we were U.S. citizens. We couldn't prove we weren't. So it's a heck of a movie. Finding out during that time period, yeah, my kids couldn't go to school, all kinds of stuff. Finding out during that time period that I was illegally adopted and that I was truly Native American, but I couldn't prove that I was one of the lost children. So that's the movie aspect of it. So when people ask me that, they're like, well, would it be Angelina Jolie? And I'm like, you know what? She'd be great in the role because she's very well known. But I really think it should be a Native actress. And I don't know that there are any Native actresses of that level, but I do believe it should be somebody that could pass that way. So, you know, I am Lakota, so I'm not what most people look at as that. When most people think Native, they think Cherokee, they think Apache, they think that type of a look, but they don't realize that tribe was community. It was always if a child was left on the plains, they became part of the tribe. So the skin tone, and I just recently ran into a Native gentleman that says it doesn't really matter as long as you're Native on the inside. So, you know, because that was the Native mindset. It didn't matter. It wasn't blood. So that whole blood thing is a totally... It's a miscommunication. There's so many of those things out there, but it is what it is.
Okay, well, for those of you who think that you have the skills, I think it would be a really good idea to let's talk about just a little bit about your social media, where people can possibly find you, website, before we go back to some more details, okay? So you have some media outlets?
Yeah, a few. I own Instant Barter. Instant Barter is a global barter organization. We are the fastest growing, most progressive, most proactive barter organization in the world. It's www.instantbarter.com, and we are in 15 countries with over $700 billion worth of products and services and growing. We are all of 4 years old. So that is the progressive mindset of what we're doing. Yes, we're in the process of moving. This week alone, I have had a Mercedes, high-end Mercedes that was only in the network for about 2 hours. I have a $20,000 piece of property in Florida that was just listed and a hockey rink. We always say grass is a weed if it's in the wrong spot. So we have 59 properties in the network right now. I have personally moved everything from DC-9 aircraft to chicken eggs and everything in between. So that's the barter organization. Now, I also own the nonprofit, which is called the Red Paperclip Center. That's redpaperclipcenter.com. And the reason that I have the barter organization is so that the nonprofit can run equally off of cash and trade. Our mindset is that if you need services, that you shouldn't be held back from getting the services that you need because you don't have the cash to pay for them. Cash is really one of those things that people don't understand. The definition of currency is something that you and I agree has value and we trade. Trade not only started civilization, but it started capitalism. So when we go and talk to the presidential candidates about reforming the middle class and fixing the economy, of course, barter is the aspect for that. I'm on a major speaking tour, 3 cities a week, August to October. Those will be listed on my sites here very soon, and they're adding speaking tours in. I had 2 more listed yesterday. So that's what we're doing there. Now, the center, the reason the center is called the Red Paperclip Center is most people know about that story about the guy that had the red paperclip. He's actually a public speaker in Saskatchewan, B.C., and
yes,
it's the best documentary. Yeah, it's the best documented trade ever. Most people can Google it and see the story about how he traded the paperclip and he got a fish pen and blah, blah, blah. And he wanted to manifest this farmhouse. So it's using what you have to get what you need, manifesting and changing your life. So that's why the center is named the Red Paperclip Center, because we run equally off of cash and trade, and it's all about changing people's lives. Now, I also own a board game that I created to teach people how simplistic barter is to understand. Now, the reason
I was waiting for that one, yes.
Everybody wants to know more about that one. As a matter of fact, Microsoft called me the other day and said if I had the online interactive version, they'd start promoting it. So the game has been touted as a monopoly of our millennium. It is called My Barter Game. The websites, all of my websites are under a revamp. We do that on a regular basis. So the game is My Barter Game. We only created 500 copies so far. All of them are touched, signed, and numbered by me. That will never happen again. We have a U.S. manufacturer out of Colorado. The games are going to be changing the fonts, the colors, the material. It'll still continue to be in a tube. And we not only did we secure U.S. manufacturing, which was massively important to me, but we also the fulfillment is going to be by disabled vets.
So that the game, will be a collector's item.
This is definitely a collectible. These first version are selling now for $100 a piece because there's only about 200 of them left. And but the next version will be the normal, like $29.95. Now, we will be creating, and we're working on this now diligently, we are creating an online interactive version of the game. The reason that's important is we actually sell advertising spaces on the game board to businesses so that they get this kind of exposure. Imagine that you are now Park Place on the first Monopoly, okay? So on the online interactive version, we can change those out on a faster basis so we can do them on a smaller scale. We don't have to charge as much because they're not set on there that's it. So we can change them out. But when people are playing the game on the online interactive version and they land on one of the advertised spaces to redeem the card, they'll actually get a coupon or a gift certificate for that business, driving business to the business from its advertising dollar. This has never been done before, and now you understand why I get business awards, because I think a little different.
Absolutely.
That's that second-generation shaman mindset.
For you listeners out there, I'm noticing that the switchboard is getting a little jammed there, but you're not raising your hand. So if you do want to talk, I'll open up the lines when we have about 5 minutes left, folks. So I appreciate your patience, but I've been waiting for this young lady to come onto our show for a while. For those of you who are listening on your computers, as you can see, the call-in number is 347-826-7218. Now, on a global aspect, there are many people who listen to us in Africa as well as China. This is one of the reasons why we wanted to go and not do local radio, because it would put us in a box. For merchants or business owners or entrepreneurs that are from different parts of the country, what do you need to be able to tell them to be able to connect with the type of services that you offer?
Well, the easiest thing is they can both of my main sites, Instant Barter and the nonprofit, the Red Paperclip Center, they have contact forms, they've got their own phone numbers, all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not hard to find. If you Google Anna Hawk, my phone number comes up. That doesn't mean that I'm going to answer my phone. It is Saturday.
So,
you know, if somebody sends an email or something like that, we do usually respond within 48 hours. So I have a staff to help me with that now. The reason that the game, I just wanted to put one more fact in about the game. The reason that the game is important to what we're doing is not only does it educate people in a very simplistic way how easy barter is to understand, as opposed to the millions of books that are out there. They all asked me to write a book, and I went, books are boring, let's do something more fun. So, and it's not a kid's game. It actually educates. It's easier for adults to play this game, not that kids can't play the game, because kids understand barter is the only economy they have. But adults can get it very easily just by playing the game. But the reason that the game is important is it's actually a funding source for the nonprofit. So that's why they tie in together. That's why they tie in together, and that's why that's important. So, you know, with the nonprofit, we're even launching a healthcare initiative that allows people to be proactive in their health, and it is an alternative to Obamacare. So it's quite amazing when you can do something like I had a scar on the bottom of my foot, and instead of me waiting 6 months for insurance approval and having to have a $10,000 surgery, that's going to create another scar to remove the scar, and I'd be laid up for 6 weeks, which I can't do. Especially with a speaking tour coming up. I went to my med spa, and she works on scars, so she worked on my scar. 3 weeks later, I'm back to walking. I usually walk 3 to 7 miles a day. So three sessions, $1,500. Even better, I use my barter to pay for it, and I still get to write it off on my health care deductible. So that's what I mean by being proactive. We want to teach people how to live their lives differently. You can live your life, and I don't care where you are in life, and you can schedule a call with me anytime that you want, but it doesn't matter where you are in your life, in your business, in your bank account, you can have a very proactive lifestyle just by using your excess. And everybody's now thinking, wait a minute, I don't have anything to trade. I guarantee you do. Think this way. You've got stuff in your garage. You've got stuff in your closet. You can take that stuff and sell it to a nonprofit like mine. You can get paid in trade dollars. You still get to write it off on your taxes. Now you have that trade to be proactive in your health by getting massage on a regular basis or getting your car worked on or whatever. You can do a service for somebody else. We are a different barter organization. We believe that everyone can have a bank account. You do not have to own a business to have a bank account with us. Now, the other amazing thing that I'm stressing telling people is that anybody that's on any kind of benefit, I don't care if it's disability, unemployment, food stamps, whatever, the federal government considers cash and trade as equal until they don't. And every time they don't, it benefits barter, which we love. So with this, a veteran, we're just going to pick on the veterans here for a second, a veteran who can't get counseling or be proactive in their health because they know it's going to mess up their benefits if they work, but they don't have enough currency to do anything else. So what they can do, they can get paid in trade dollars. This is massive. They can get paid in trade dollars, and by getting paid in trade dollars, they can now be proactive and get the counseling and the massage or whatever that is in their world. They become active members of society again. They get to do services that make them feel important, and it doesn't mess with their benefits at all because it's considered volunteer work. So we can help these people. I don't care if you're on food stamps or unemployment or what. We can help you get the education, get the job training, or whatever that is that you can't get to get a better job to make you sustainable. And then you let go of your safety net. And that's why that is so important. We really need to stress getting that message out.
It really is, and this is why I was so delighted when I looked at just some of your story. I knew that there was more layers to it. For you folks that are listening, it's really important that you folks spread the word through your social media, because the work that she is doing, you can't top it. So when are you running for office?
I was asked that just the other day again. I've been asked several times to run for office, but that won't happen, number one. I still have background issues, folks. I don't get to vote for president, let alone, you know, run for one. But I've been asked several times, but I just even said the other day, you know, I can fix the system from without. I can't fix the system from within. So there is no way to get through that much red tape, especially in my lifetime, unless we work on it from the outside. And that's where, as people, as the general public, we need to come together. I was at a speaking conference, and it was for conscious capitalism and conscious women in business. And the women are realizing, and not that there weren't men there, but it was for women, but they're realizing that we have to make better choices. I mean, if we don't have good choices for president, then don't say, oh, well, we're just not going to vote or whatever. Let's find somebody that we can put in office that is going to do a good job. You know, we have to start doing that. We have to start finding more people that are open to the possibilities. We always say there are no obstacles. There's only options, angles, and opportunities. There's always a way to make things work until there's not. And usually that never happens.
You can find an excuse for why it won't work, or you can find a reason why it will. Okay.
Absolutely.
Negativity. But I need you to reach out to our young audience. While I don't allow them to get on the phone or on my show, because sometimes they slip and they say their name, and I need to protect their anonymity.
But absolutely.
Our children come from backgrounds of being. I think the first child that I really found out about during the epidemic of crack cocaine, when it just got on the scene, a child was found in a trash can. She had just been born hours earlier, okay? These children are raised in the system, and as they are aging out, over 85% of them wind up homeless. What message can you give to them that could give them hope that maybe they can be like you or be just at least the best they can? Let me just please share something with our girls.
Okay. Well, they're not just girls.
For people
in general, what we're doing is we're ending the cycles of abuse. The cycles of abuse are always some childhood trauma. It doesn't matter whether it was, I know a gentleman, his dad died when he was 7. Very, very good in business, very, very good in everything that he does, but he can't have a relationship because he can't sustain it, because it's an emotional abandonment thing. So it doesn't matter where you are in life. You can always pull yourself up. You need to reach out to resources. Now, for the people that are aging out of the system, sadly right now I don't have those services for you, but my nonprofit will have 10 to 12 facilities across the United States. Each will be 100 acres, completely self-sustaining, and they will be tribal healing centers. So when we get those open, and we need help to get those open, we get the first one open, we can start helping everybody, okay? So that's where we're going here. But when we get those open, then the kids that are aging out of the system or the kids that are thrown away or whatever, they can come and live at the facility. They can trade babysitting services or maybe tutoring or whatever they have in order to pay for their housing, their food costs, their clothing, their higher education, all of those services that they need. We can teach them to become active members of society instead of being an albatross, per se. And I don't mean this as a negative to you guys that are listening, to the younger people. It's just the way that society kind of sees things. So when we can do all of those things where we can show people how to interact in a different way and empower these people, you can empower anybody when they're at their lowest point. But the system right now is set up to victimize the victim. And that's, we're totally against that. We're totally trying to break those rules. So once we have the first facility, we'll be able to start taking people in that are in those situations. And that's when we can really make some good. But we are working with connecting the nonprofits together with the database. We are working on teaching the nonprofits to start to work together. Again, the way the system currently works, if you're a homeless person and you call a homeless shelter, you say, do you have a space for me? And they say no. And they don't say not tonight, but tomorrow night. I have this other place for you to stay tonight. Or they don't say, hey, we don't, but let me make a few phone calls and find you someplace. They don't do that. We need to work together. We need to help people that are in those situations because they're not there because they want to be. I guarantee you, I even had an argument just yesterday, debate with someone just yesterday about how people don't want to work, and I disagree. I think people want to do the right thing. They just don't know how anymore. And we've become so numb as a society by numbing ourselves with drugs and alcohol and every other thing that's out there just to numb ourselves as a society because we don't know how to do the right thing. Let's change that. It's very simple. When we all start working together, we all start interacting the way that we need to. I always say there's two rules to live by. Do what you say you're going to do. And if you can't, own up to it. If you tell me that you're going to redo my website and then you don't do it and you come to me and say, you know, I really meant to, but I really didn't have time and this is why, I'll be like, absolutely no problem. Can we do it now or do we need to find somebody else? Just tell me. I'm not going to yell at you. I don't yell. So that's one thing. And the other is to treat others the way that you want to be treated. You want to be treated, not the way you treat yourself, not the way you think other people should treat you, but the way you deserve to be treated. Because everybody knows in their core of their being that they deserve to be treated with dignity and respect. I don't care how old you are. It's
well,
actually when you're younger.
The fire in this young lady, y'all need to go check her out wherever she's speaking, get her tapes, get her book, and start saving up to go see the movie. And if you think you can got a little talent, maybe you'll be the one who can start on in the movie. Now, as we prepare to wrap it up, we have about 4 minutes left. I'd like to invite you to do our famous word games. And I just need a word from you when I say the word. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Victim.
Survivor.
Okay. Relationships.
You're picking tough ones.
Well, I know the class of person I'm talking to. If it ain't rough, it ain't right.
Oh, let's see. Change.
You can expand on this part. Well, no, not this one, the next one, and which will be the last, which is economy.
Man. Just one word?
Yes, and that's the challenge with it. Thank you.
Fixing.
Okay. And then we all can read that there's a lot of stuff that got to be fixed, but it can. Sometimes it's just bottom line, black and white. Okay.
It's very simple.
The last one, which is not very simple, I'd like for you to speak on this particular name that I'm going to give you, okay? Here we go. Anna Hawk.
Oh, what do we want to know about her?
I don't know. What should they know? I think they've heard a lot of where your heart is at when they can see your passion.
The funny thing about my world now is, like I said, I was in hiding for over 14 years. Now I'm a public figure. A year and a half ago, before I got the big award, you couldn't even take my picture, let alone have me on stage. The first time they put a microphone on me, I was terrified. I was shaking so bad, and I was just standing there, and they're like, just talk. And I'm like, I can't. You've got the camera on, and you've got this thing on me, and it's going to kill me, and I just know it. And they got me talking about the nonprofit, about the center, and the center is my passion, you know, helping people, breaking the cycles of abuse, all of those things. It is so easy to do. And sadly, my own children do not know me as the person that I am. They know me as the person that they think I am. Because while we were in hiding, I had to be their mama bear, had to be their protector, provider, and all that other stuff. So they don't know this side of me. They know this side of me from a different angle. They know the passion of me making the change, but as the victim survivor. Now I'm the teacher. So the teacher, we don't have to tell our stories. We don't feel the need to. We will if you want us to. We don't really care one way or another. We're not attached to it. So, you know, I'll tell you anything that anybody wants to know about my life and what happened and all this other stuff. I do have documentation to prove it all. Shouldn't have to, but I do. And but
so now
that's not the person.
So now in one word, because we got 30 seconds left, I'm going to give you this name one more time. Anna Hawk. One word.
One word, change.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard one of the most powerful, dynamic young ladies that we've had on our show in quite some time. I hope that you share it. I want to thank you, Ms. Anna Hawk, for being on our show, and hopefully we can invite you back. And for the family that I had to go to the rescue, the good part is that person didn't have to get locked up today, and I'm really glad of that. But I know that they were listening to the show because I got a zillion. So thank you, Anna Hall, and for all you listeners out there, Remember, the whole world's a stage, but it's all about the part that you play. Let your part be one of meaning. Thank you for being on our show.
Thank you for having me.